Hare Krishna. Seek not the glory that terminates in us, seek the glory that culminates in Krishna. We all, when we live in a big cosmopolitan world, sometimes metropolis with teeming millions, we all tend to feel reduced to a mere statistic. We feel insignificant. And at such times, we may wonder, what is the point of my life? What am I meant to do in my life? Who am I? We need some attention. We need to prove our identity. And we all have certain talents, certain abilities by which we can make a positive contribution. And we may see in society people who are famous, people who are celebrated, people who are glorified. And we may think, oh, I also want to become like them. And we may seek glory so that we may think, oh, the world will come to know how glorious I am. Now, when we seek the glory that terminates in us, that means that that others' eyes come to me and they stay fixed at me. Their vision of my glory ends in me. When we do like this, when our sense of self-worth comes when others glorify us, then we sentence ourselves to insecurity. Because our glory is temporary and it is not very substantial. Yes, whatever it is that makes us glorious, if we have something that makes us glorious, whatever it is, no, certainly it's not going to be there with us forever. It's going to end by the time of death and sometimes even before. And moreover, that alone will not satisfy us. Even if people praise us, glamorize us, still we at our core are actually that praise is not going to, some people are not going to praise us 24 hours a day. And if we base our self-worth on others' praise, then we will mostly say insecure and dissatisfied. So we should rather seek the glory that culminates in Krishna. That means that instead of thinking that we have to prove that we are glorious to the world, we can recognize that it is Krishna who is supremely glorious and that it is His glory that is manifesting through different people in different ways. Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita in 10.41 when He states, Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimadurjitam eva va tatta deva bhagachatvam mamatejo amsha sambhava. So He says that whatever, that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. That means He's saying that everything that is beautiful, everything that is attractive, it comes from Him. So when we see other people being glorified, we see that actually, if we think that they alone are glorious and I am insignificant, we will become envious of them and we will suffer from inferiority complex. But if we think, oh, their glory is actually a fraction of Krishna's glory. And if this glory attracts everyone so much, how much more attractive Krishna will be. And that Krishna is present in my heart. When I become attracted to Him, how much immense, oceanic, unlimited satisfaction will be there for me in that attraction to Him. By thinking thus, we can seek the glory that culminates in Krishna. And similarly, when something good manifests through us, rather than thinking that to be our glory, we can remember that this is actually Krishna's glory manifesting through us. Krishna has gifted us certain abilities which we are meant to use in His service, by which we are meant to make a constructive contribution. And thus, when we are able to do something worthwhile, then we will seek the glory that culminates in Krishna. That means when we are able to do something worthwhile, when others praise us, that will act as a spur for us to remember Krishna. And because we can remember Krishna even when others are not, even when no one praises us, because remembering Krishna and remembering His glory is a choice that we can always make. Because Krishna's glory is unlimited and Krishna's glory can manifest in various ways through various people. So that Krishna consciousness will ensure that we are always satisfied. That's why I seek not the glory that terminates in ourselves. We can seek the glory that culminates in Krishna. By seeing all glory as a spark of His supreme glory. Thank you. Hare Krishna.